Election results in Haiti show musician Michel Sweet Mickey Martelly has won the runoff for the presidency. Martelly defeated former First Lady Mirlande Maniga. Jacqueline Charles joins us now, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald, and was in Port-au-Prince when the results were announced last night. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Hi, good morning.
From what I understand, this was a blowout. Does this signal a huge mandate for Michel Sweet Mickey Martelly?
Well, that is the question. I mean, clearly he won, according to preliminary results, 67% to 31%. But these elections were marked by very low turnouts. And what I'm being told is that we're looking at possibly 22%. So a lot of people did not go to vote in these elections. And so that is going to pose some problems, as well as the fact that, you know, he does not have control in parliament. So on the one hand, on the surface, it does look that way. But in the reality, I think that he's going to find some challenges on top of the challenges that already exist in this country that have been struck by earthquake.
What caused the lack of enthusiasm among voters? Was it because of the corruption charges during the first runoffs last year?
Well, no, I mean, even before the first runoff, Haitians were apathetic in terms of elections. You know, they've been hit by the worst natural disaster in the hemisphere, and so they were asking, why should we even go to vote? And then the first round was chaotic, and there was, you know, a lot of fraud. I mean, every presidential camp, including his, and he said it, you know, where people, you know, tried to steal the votes. And so here we are going into a second round. And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of young people are excited about Michel Martelly, and they went out and they voted and they were determined to vote. But at the same time, there were a lot of people who saw neither choice in either Michel Martelly or former First Lady Mirlande Maniga. So they sat home. And then there were those who went to vote and they voted blank. They voted neither candidate.
All right. Well, we have this newcomer into the political realm. What are we expecting from this new president?
Well, the people who voted him and took to the streets last night in celebration, they're expecting change. And there is just a huge amount of desire in this country for change. And so on the campaign trail, he promised a lot of things. And so I think in his first 100 days, he's going to have to deliver some things very quickly so that people get to really feel a sense that things are going to be moving. Now, a lot of that also is going to depend on the international community, which, you know, provides half of the $2 billion a year budget to this country, and since last year has not provided any direct budget support. So we're going to have to see if they're going to do this now that a new government is getting ready to take shape and what changes he's about to bring about.
Well, you say change. Give me a specific thing that the people, the voters, want changed.
They want jobs and they want the ability to send their kids to school. And so how do you do that with $2 billion, and how do you do that when investors are not coming to Haiti and people prefer aid rather than job investment? That's going to be the challenge to him.
Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She was in Port-au-Prince when the results of the runoff election were announced last night. Again, the headline, Michel Sweet Mickey Martelly has won the presidential election. We're hearing a little bit of Sweet Mickey now. This is a song called Tous Martelly.